Tommy, you're a serving prison officer in McGabbery. What was the mood like yesterday when you heard this news?
Oh, no, that's terrible. So it is. It's just, that's the pits. We're on the ground here. And, you know, nobody's even called a staff meeting to tell us and explain to us and advise us. It's just awful.
How did you hear the news that the victim of this attack was indeed David Black?
Well, the rumour started circulating from about 9 o'clock yesterday morning, when David didn't arrive into work, and then the rumours got stronger and stronger and people got more and more concerned. Nobody even made an official announcement and called the staff together and explained to us and tell us what was going on.
Tommy, we're going to try and come back to you. We're going to try and get a better line with you, because the line's not great, and we really want to hear what you have to say this morning. Martin's on the line. Martin, good morning to you.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing? I'm ringing from Birmingham, and I realise what exactly happened, and I'm completely disgusted. These morons. You cannot talk to morons. They're cavemen, and, you know, the only thing we can say is that get off the backs and go back to your caves, because we're not interested in you. So, I just want to send out my thoughts and prayers to the Black family, because it's just absolutely disgusting that after the Good Friday Agreement, which happened so many years ago, that we're still talking about murder in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, and
so I don't know why. I think quite a lot of people in Northern Ireland that I've talked to are just disgusted at it.
And so it's important this morning, thankfully it hasn't happened as often as maybe it had done in the past. But yet, whenever something like this does happen, I think it's important to get a sense of what people out there are feeling. Because, you know, we do hear from politicians, and yes, it's right that we should do, but I think it's more powerful when it comes from people who actually are out on the street and feel it. And I mean, you this morning, you're living in Birmingham, Martin. I mean, even why you have felt compelled to lift the phone this morning and to call. I mean, what are your emotions, your raw emotions, when you hear of something like this?
Well, you know, these guys peddle these sort of ideologies, and they sort of and the people that I blame are the guys that are in their 40s and 50s that should know better. You know, the war is over. Get a life. Get another creativity to go for. And if these guys had actually expended their energies on doing something positive yesterday, you know, this sort of thing mightn't have happened. And they could have been doing something positive for society, like the City of Culture in Derry and stuff like that. That's the sort of things we should be hearing about on the news, not these morons actually going out and killing ordinary people that are doing a decent job.
Martin, thanks for your call this morning. 08459 555 678. We've got Tommy back. Tommy, I was just asking you how you'd heard the news about what had happened to David Black yesterday morning. You were saying sort of that the rumours had started early, from about 9 o'clock.
Yes, and then when David didn't make it into work, it's picked up on the morning parade, and then the rumours started to circulate from about 9 o'clock, sir, and then telephone started to go, and it was passed from one residential house to another. And what angered a lot of people was that in circumstances like this, the governor should have called a meeting of the staff and explained the terrible thing that had happened. It was like everybody was running around with their head cut off. Now, I appreciate people were in shock, but the very least they could have done was got us all together. And there's something I'd like to speak to you about. For the last 18 months, the security reports have been given to staff on a near daily basis in writing, stating we were at high risk. We were going to be attacked at our homes, or in our homes, or on the way to McGabbery, going on or off duty. And yet when the staff have been given these letters and things have been flashed up on the computers, and we've applied for security measures at our homes to protect our families, the PSNI then becomes involved, and they say, you could be attacked, but we have downgraded the threat against you from severe to moderate. This means that your family does not qualify for protectional measures. These include a protectional firearm or a camera at your front door to see who's knocking outside, Within days of retiring or leaving the prison service, the police call out at your home and tell you because you've left the service, you don't need a protection weapon no more, or security, because the terrorists don't consider you to be a target anymore.
So, Tommy,
it's quite simply nonsense. Terrorists murdered a retired prison officer called Paddy Mackin and his wife in their driveway more than 25 years ago outside their home. It's like there's a deliberate policy to play the whole situation down in regard to our personal security protection. And a lot of people think it must be political. You need to talk to Finlay Spratt, our union leader. He's examples of officers.
Yeah, and he's going to be on the programme later, Tommy. And the authorities, of course, would deny that. But on the basis of what you're saying, let's get...
Well,
I know that, but I want to get to you, and I appreciate that this is a very difficult time and there are an awful lot of emotions.
Davey, back in the 80s, I worked in the maze with Davey. He was a lovely man.
Can I ask you one other thing, Tommy, on the basis of what you have said and what has happened not only yesterday but what you've said about the last 18 months, how vulnerable do you feel today and your colleagues?
You're just waiting for the next one. You're just waiting for the next one. I saw this in the 80s and the late 70s, and you just know this isn't the last, this is the first of the last. It's going to be a killing spree just like it was before. Because they've just nothing better to do. They've no interest in peace. 99% of the community just wants peace, and these evil people, I just don't understand what they're about.
Tommy,
breaking my heart.
You said about how long you've known David Black. And we've heard from the family minister and some people in Cookstown that were speaking so fondly about him this morning on Good Morning Ulster. What's the David Black that you knew?
He was a wee gentleman. You never would have heard a bad word out of his mouth. He was always polite and he was courteous. And he was the same with the prisoners as he was with the staff. You know, nobody ever had a bad word to say about wee Davey. I mean, you just, to do that to such a lovely wee man is just such a cruel and a wicked thing to do. Such a cruel and a wicked thing.
Tommy, really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. That was Tommy, who was a serving prison officer in McGabbery.